Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Richard Strauss, born on the 11th of June, 1864, and living until 1949. When you think about it, from our Civil War until the end of the Second World War. Throughout his life, he wrote songs, first inspired by his soprano wife, and then just because he loved vocal writing. His operas also demonstrate his aptitude for the voice. But on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll be hearing his lieder, and especially his unknown songs. Let's begin with the obscure but beautiful Madrigal, to the words of Michelangelo in German translation. He's bound, but by love. The last words are, what suffering then has the power to kill me? You can find the original German words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. We'll hear this song twice so that you can better enjoy the tune.
Zu töten mich, die
Two wonderful and different interpretations of Madrigal by Richard Strauss, the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Matthias Gerner was the baritone and Brigitte Fassbender the mezzo-soprano. We're hearing the lesser-known songs of this composer, and I'd like you to hear Cecilia. The poet calls for the girl to give up her bourgeois way of life and join him, the artist, in his adventure. Because of the high notes, this is usually sung by a soprano, but we'll hear it also by a tenor. The final poetic exhortation is, "If you only knew what it's like to live surrounded by God's world-creating breath, to float up, carried by the light to blessed heights. If you only knew, then you would live with me."
Was wüsstest, was
The soprano was Renee Fleming, with Christoph Eschenbach piano, and then we heard tenor Jonas Kaufmann accompanied by pianist Helmut Deutsch in a Richard Strauss song called Cecilia. Before we hear another sin of Strauss, let's hear a sweet barcarolle.
Oh.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a Richard Strauss birthday special that focuses on his lesser-known songs. This time we heard the soprano Edita Gruberova with pianist Friedrich Heide, followed by Fritz Wunderlich tenor with Ludwig Kutsche piano in the Barcarolle. I promised another Richard Strauss sin, so let's hear a movement from the cello sonata that he wrote when he was about 16 years old.
Thank you.
Was the Allegro Vivo from the Sonata for Cello and Piano, written from 1880 to 1883 by the youthful Richard Strauss and played by Sophie Roland, cello, with Marc-André Hamelin, piano. Let's return to Lieder by Richard Strauss and hear Nichts, Nothing, a rather sardonic poem in which it's asked how much we can know of the beloved. The answer? Nothing.
Weiß ich davon?
Barbara Bonney was the soprano with pianist Malcolm Martineau performing Nichts, Nothing, by Richard Strauss. That was followed by tenor Andrew Kennedy with Roger Vignol's piano in the same song. You're listening to the Richard Strauss Birthday Special on Singing and Other Sins. There are a handful of Strauss Lieder that one hears frequently, such pieces as Zu Eignung, Morgen, Traum durch die Dämmerung, and Aller Seelen are performed to the exclusion of many hundreds of other songs by Richard Strauss. The goal of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, therefore, is to share with you some of the other Strauss gems. Let's hear Schlagende Herzen, Beating Hearts. A lad is on his way to meet his girlfriend, and each verse ends with Kling-klang, kling-klang, schlug ihm das Herz. Kling-klang, beat his heart. And, of course, her heart. You can find the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Über Wiesen und Feldern ein Knaber ging, Kling, Klang, schlug ihm das Herz, es glänzt ihm an Finger, von Golde ein Ring, Kling, Klang, schlug ihm das Herz. O Wiesen und Felder, wie seid ihr schön, O Berge und Täler, wie schön, wie bist du gut, wie bist du schön.
Bye.
respected sopranos performed Schlagende Herzen, Beating Hearts by Richard Strauss. First we heard Leontine Price with David Garvey, and then Lucia Popp was accompanied by Wolfgang Sawallisch. The next Strauss song we'll hear is Die Zeitlose, The Meadow Saffron. This is another song with a sting. This flower, the meadow saffron, is the last to grow, and as you'll hear in the final line of the poem, the last flower, the last love, both are fair, yet both are deadly.
Frisch gemähtem Weideplatz steht einsam die Zeitlose, den Leib von einer Lilie, die Farbe von einer Rose. Doch es ist
Die Zeitlose, The Meadow Saffron, by Richard Strauss, was sung first by Lotte Lehmann with Paul Ulanowski, the pianist, in her last studio recording, 1949. Then we heard the same song performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Gerald Moore, the pianist. Let's hear yet another sin, this an unknown chamber music piece by Richard Strauss that he wrote in 1941. This is his Capriccio, which includes the dances Bassepied, Gigue, and Gavotte. Thank you. that was The Capriccio by Richard Strauss, performed by Anna Kandinskaya, violin, Sebastian Hess, cello, and Wolfgang Sawallisch, piano. This is Singing in Other Sins, the only radio program in the world that concentrates on art song, that rich combination of poetry and music for voice and piano. This edition offers the less performed leader of Richard Strauss. The next song, Die Nacht, The Night, is better known than many that we've heard so far tonight. I've always liked the poetry. Night steps out of the woods and sneaks softly out of the trees. Now beware. All the lights, flowers, and colors are extinguished. The night takes the silver from the stream, takes away the golden glow from the cathedral's copper roof. And at this point I imagine the clever lover concluding with a motion to snuggle up. Draw nearer, soul to soul. I fear the night will also steal you away from me.
Steve. nimmt sie, was nur rollt, nimmt das Silber weg des Stroms, nimmt vom Kupferdach des Doms weg das Gold. Ausgeplündert steht der Strauch, Rücken eher Seel an Seele. O, die Nacht mir bangt, sie stille dich.
Die Nacht. The Night by Richard Strauss was sung by the elegant soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with Gerald Moore piano. That was followed by the same lead recorded by Nikolai Gedda with the pianist Hermann Reuter, who we sometimes heard here in Honolulu giving masterclasses in the 1980s. You've been listening to the Richard Strauss birthday special on Singing in Other Sins. The closing song will be Wie sollten wir geheim sie halten, performed by soprano Jessie Norman with Jeffrey Parsons piano, and then tenor Daniel Bailey with Oliver Schneider. This poem speaks of that moment of bliss between two lovers when they decide to reveal everything. Here's the opening strophe. How shall we keep it secret, this bliss that fulfills us? No, to its greatest depths shall our heart be revealed to all. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for the instrumental selections. You can leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. There you can find a link to the archives of previous programs that you can play at any time. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.